Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Three Kansas City police officers were shot and wounded while searching a suspected drug house, prompting a standoff that ended about 18 hours later with the discovery of a body, according to authorities Wednesday. The SWAT team entered around 3:30 p.m., finding the body and an uninjured woman. She has been taken into custody along with two others who surrendered from the home hours earlier. And on Wednesday morning, there was a 911 call reporting an active shooter at Garden City High School.
The Garden City PD, along with other emergency services, quickly responded to the call to make sure that everyone was safe. The school was placed on lockdown while officers searched the building. Thankfully, there were no threats found and the school was cleared and dismissed for the day. Throughout the day, there were other similar calls made across the state. These types of calls, known as swatting incidents, are taken seriously by law enforcement and schools. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. 800-775-6868. 800-775-6868. That's 800-775-6868.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly announced that total tax-only collections for February were $549.8 million, which is $36.8 million more than the monthly estimate, and those collections were also $47.3 million more than February of 2022. Governor Kelly said revenues have exceeded estimates for 30 out of the last 31 months, a clear sign that efforts to make Kansas a place where businesses and families want to call home is paying off. She said these revenues will continue to grow the historic budget surplus, making it possible for the legislature to pass responsible tax cuts that help every Kansan, like her Axing Your Taxes plan. Consistently strong revenues were one of the reasons S&P Global improved Kansas's credit outlook, which the firm announced on Wednesday. In its report, S&P cited Governor Kelly's recommended budgets for fiscal years 2023 and 2024 as indicators of continued fiscal responsibility that could lead to a credit rating upgrade, and warned against irresponsible tax plans that could lead to a credit rating downgrade. Individual income tax collections were $211.3 million in February. That's $6.3 million above the estimate and $27.9 million more than February 2022. Corporate income tax collections were $15.3 million, which is $324,000 more than the February 2023 estimate and $8.1 million less than February 2022. And it should be noted that February 2022 corporate income tax receipts were greater than February 2023 because of the higher-than-expected collection of non-recurring corporate audit assessments that occurred that month. Retail sales tax collections were $203.8 million, which is $13.8 million more than the estimate and $8.5 million greater than February 2022. And compensating use tax collections were $64.2 million, which is $849,000 less than the estimate. And those collections were $4.7 million more than February 2022. The Kansas Highway Patrol has joined other Kansas law enforcement agencies in partnership with the Seatbelts Are for Everyone, or SAFE program, for a two-week seatbelt enforcement that began Monday, February 20th and will end Friday, March 3rd. And troopers will focus on drivers and passengers in and around elementary and middle schools. SAFE is a locally sustained program administered by students at the high school they attend, and the focus is on reducing deaths and injuries on Kansas roadways. Currently in Kansas, 120 high schools participate in the SAFE program. According to the 2019 Kansas Observational Seatbelt Survey, children are much more likely to be buckled up if the driver is wearing their seatbelt, showing that if the driver is buckled, about 97% of the children are restrained, and if the driver is not buckled, only about 30% of the observed children were buckled. Troopers will be extra vigilant when patrolling around schools, and law enforcement officers will continue to educate drivers and passengers about the importance of using seatbelts while in their vehicles. They want adults to model good behaviors for children, and this starts by always remembering to buckle up. For the latest data and to see more about Kansas safety belt laws, you can visit ktsro.org. Reinforcing her commitment to children and families, Governor Kelly announced a new set of Family First Prevention grants totaling nearly $20 million. The grants will create and grow programs designed to keep families together and prevent children from entering the foster care system. Current Family First Prevention programs have been a proven success, helping more than 3,000 Kansas children remain with their families and avoid entering foster care. In 2019, Kansas became one of the first states in the country to implement the Family First Prevention Services Act, which is bipartisan federal legislation that allows states to direct federal foster care funds into prevention programs that are focused on keeping families together. The Kansas Department for Children and Families has put the funds towards mental health treatment, parent skill building, substance use prevention, and assistance for family members who serve as primary caregivers for grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
Soil moisture levels improved slightly in Kansas during February, but the hard red winter wheat crop remains in dismal shape. The USDA reported that just 19% of Kansas's crop is in good to excellent condition, with 2% less than last month, with 51% rated poor to very poor, which is 4% more than at the end of January. While there were several snow and rain events during the month, which are the drier areas. That's expected to lower yield prospects when the crop emerges from dormancy and could lead to an increased rate of abandonment. The USDA's weekly crop progress and condition reports will resume in April. Governor Kelly has signed a proclamation designating March Problem Gambling Awareness Month in Kansas. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, in collaboration with the Kansas Coalition on Problem Gambling, recognizes March as Problem Gambling Awareness Month as part of the national campaign held annually. The 2023 campaign theme is Celebrating 20 Years. Problem gambling is defined as all gambling behavior patterns that compromise, disrupt, or damage personal, family, or vocational pursuits. Approximately 2 million U.S. adults are estimated to meet criteria for severe problem gambling, and another 4 to 6 million meet the criteria for mild or moderate problem gambling. Problem gambling affects thousands of Kansans of all ages, races, and ethnic backgrounds, and can have a significant societal and economic cost for individuals, families, businesses, and communities. Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Problem Gambling Program Manager Carol Spiker said the good news is problem gambling is treatable and treatment is effective in minimizing harm. She said it's vital to destigmatize issues around problem gambling so they can reach more people to let them know there are programs and information out there to address their problem head on. Problem Gambling Awareness Month is designed to help raise awareness of the prevention, treatment, and recovery services and harm reduction strategies that are available to those adversely affected by gambling. To get help for a gambling problem for you or a loved one, you can call the Kansas Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. The call is free and confidential. No-cost treatment is available to problem gamblers and concerned others through the Problem Gambling and Addictions Grant Fund. For more information about problem gambling and the resources available in Kansas, you can visit ksgamblinghelp.com. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Tuesday, February 28th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson and Garrett Beidler. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste spoke with the commission with the update needed for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment annual review, as each year the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, BWM, has a review for the Solid Waste Committee. The Norton County Solid Waste Committee, as proposed, is Ron Briery for the City of Norton, James Maru for the City of Norton, Ethan Hayes for the City of Almena, Ed Jordan for the City of Lenora, Kyle Fehrenbrook for Solid Waste Industry, Ted White for Recycle and Solid Waste, and Marvin Matchett, the Norton County Commissioner. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the committee as presented, with the second from Chairman Beidler, and the motion passed 2-0. The February 2023 vouchers and payroll were submitted to the commissioners and county attorney for review and approval, and upon review, the vouchers and payroll were approved as submitted. Leslie Fonestill with the Norton County Health presented a couple of applications for grants. The grant applications needed the approval and signature of the chairman, and upon review and an explanation of each grant, Chairman Beidler signed the applications. Leslie informed the commission of the next scheduled Norton County Health blood screening, and the screening will be held on March 23rd from 7 a.m. until noon. Wanda Vincent with the Norton County Register of Deeds spoke with the commission about hiring help for the office. Wanda had a recent resignation and will be advertising for help, and Wanda also asked about part-time help for when she needs to be out of the office. The commission approved both requests. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the February 20th, 2023 minutes, with the second from Chairman Beidler, and the motion passed 2-0, and the meeting was then adjourned until March 6th. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
When you need eyes everywhere and an expert in the security services, Nextech is your business partner. From alarms and surveillance to access control, Nextech Security is customized meets complete. Control, monitor, and secure what matters the most with our one-of-a-kind pricing model. Nextech knows what it takes to keep your business safe, because we are the security experts. Let's talk security at next-tech.com today.
New Age Industrial is the leading aluminum extruder and fabricator in the United States. On top of manufacturing heavy-duty yet lightweight equipment for various industries, their aluminum products are built to last and carry a lifetime guarantee against rust and corrosion. Their strength is not only in their products, it's the people who take great pride in what they do. Their team has continued to manufacture top-notch aluminum products and maintain the highest level of customer service for over 55 years. Learn more about them at newageindustrial.com.
Culture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. On Monday, Kansas First District Representative Tracy Mann, along with 22 of his colleagues, sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack urging immediate action to improve outdated and inefficient Farm Service Agency program operations and offering recommendations on how to do so. The members wrote, quote, Congress and USDA request a wide array of information from agricultural businesses to establish eligibility for farm programs, determine benefit levels, and gather data to assess the impact of such programs. They also stated that the disconnect between information requested and the information needed to make decisions delays eligibility and benefit determinations, increases cost at USDA, and can result in bad decisions. Four areas that would need improvement: ensuring all forms match actual farm program requirements, ensure all forms are made available for online submission, invest in FSA in-person staff training to improve the consistency of the program implementation across different county offices, and fully implement Section 1614 of the 2014 Farm Bill to reduce burdens on producers by streamlining the communication between FSA and the Risk Management Agency and allowing for reporting of electronic data to USDA. Virtually little change in the latest U.S. Drought Monitor map for Kansas. Still over 85% of the state remains abnormally dry or in drought conditions, with 72.75% of the state in drought conditions. That's about a point and a half lower than last week, and still over half the state in either extreme or exceptional drought conditions, or that's over still half of the state in that situation. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Low pressure is moving across the northern parts of Texas and will turn northeast by this afternoon, bringing us some rain and snow showers across eastern and parts of central Kansas during the afternoon and especially tonight. Some snow will be possible in our western high plains, but accumulation should be fairly light, although a few inches of snowfall will be possible in some of our western and northwestern counties. Temperatures will stay chilly today with mid-30s in the west and low 40s for the east, where any precipitation should be all rain this afternoon and tonight. On the map, low pressure has moved from the Four Corners and into the northern Texas panhandle along a stationary front. For the central plains, we may see a few thunderstorms in the southeastern parts of Kansas, but otherwise just rain showers this afternoon. Rain chances will increase for most of eastern Kansas this evening, rain showers in the central counties, and snow showers in the western high plains. By midnight, any precipitation should taper off in the west. We'll get some continued snow showers in the central counties and rain for the east. By tomorrow morning, we may get a little mix of rain and snow showers in the eastern counties before precipitation moves out by about midday. The low will quickly head off to the northeast tomorrow, and high pressure will be back by the weekend. Breezy and cool on Saturday, warming up for Kansas on Sunday. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, mid-30s with low 20s overnight. North Central, upper 30s to low 40s, and tonight we're in the upper 20s and low 30s. Mid to upper 40s northeast and low to mid 30s for the overnight hours. Southwest, upper 30s to low 40s, upper teens and low 20s overnight. South Central, mid to upper 40s, upper 20s to low 30s for the overnight hours. Southeast, upper 40s and low 50s today. Overnight will be in the mid 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
It takes balance to be successful in farming, because what you get out of it depends on what you put in. Thankfully, Corteva Agriscience has a biological product that naturally captures nitrogen from the air, Nutricia N Nutrient Efficiency Optimizer. It's a sustainable way to add balance to your traditional nitrogen methods and maximize your yield potential. Embrace a balanced approach to nitrogen management this season by visiting Corteva.us.
If there was ever a time to live united, it is now. Now is the time to speak with one voice, to build up, not tear down. It's time to join hands and live united against the problems that keep our communities from thriving. United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community. Will you volunteer or donate now at United Way?
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Beef up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1.780¾. December up 0.25, 799½. September corn up 12.25, 620¾. March up 10¾. August soybeans up 58½, 1678. November up 34½.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up $6.50 an ounce.